Welcome. This is Kevin Tolley, founder of the Tolley Group, and today we will be talking about testing that Tolley conducted of the Force 10 Network's Exascale E-Series E1200i core switch router. The testing that we will be discussing today focused on gigabit Ethernet and 10 gigabit Ethernet performance, as well as advanced features and scalability. That testing is detailed in Tolley Reports 210135 and 210136. Joining me in the discussion today will be Force 10 Network's Marketing VP, Stephen Garrison, and the project's lead engineer, John Tolley. First, let's ask John to give us a high-level summary of the testing and the results. Good morning, John.
Good morning. The tests of the Exascale E1200i were conducted in June 2010 and revolved around illustrating the maximum line rate capacity of the 14-slot switch router. With 90-port gigabit Ethernet line cards in each slot, the E1200i provides 1260 gigabit Ethernet ports. Because of the large number of ports, we used a snake configuration, taking traffic exiting one port and redirecting it into another. Testing using the Ixia Opticsia XM12 test harness showed that the E1200i can support all 1260 gigabit Ethernet ports at wire speed. Engineers then replaced the gigabit Ethernet line cards with 14 10-port 10 gigabit Ethernet line cards and reran the tests, measuring line rate, zero loss throughput. Additional testing was conducted running full mesh tests on a single line card for both gigabit Ethernet and 10 gigabit Ethernet configurations, and the modules delivered line rate, zero loss throughput in all cases. Tolley engineers also ran a number of standard resource capacity tests using Ixia. These tests illustrated that the E1200i could handle 1 million access control lists, a MAC address table of 256,000 entries, and an ARP table of 100,000 entries. Resilience tests focused on illustrating that the device could fail over in a hitless fashion when component failures were introduced. Running 100% line rate traffic at various frame sizes, Tolley engineers introduced switch fabric module and route processor module failures. The Force 10 E1200i was able to continue processing traffic at line rate even as the primary modules were failed. In the remaining tests, Tolley engineers illustrated that the E1200i can withstand a denial-of-service attack of a sustained 50 gigabits per second, that the advanced QoS can ensure good quality VoIP sessions on oversubscribed links, and that BGP and OSPF route convergence times are under 10 seconds for 25,000 OSPF routes and slightly more than 5 seconds for 260,000 BGP routes. Back to you.
Thanks, John. And now let me welcome Force 10 Marketing VP Steve Garrison for our question and answer segment. Steve, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. Happy to be here.
Hey, Steve, what are some of your customers and partners saying about Exascale?
That's a great question, Kevin, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to go through these validation reports. A lot of our customers have seen that we have an interesting capability of keeping line rate behavior with lots of features enabled and even during failover events between fully loaded chassis. So one of the challenges we wanted to show is whether it's one port in the chassis or 1,260 ports in a fully loaded Gigi chassis, in particular for the E1200, that we maintain the performance and metrics that we wanted you to characterize. Reason that's important is when we get into some of our customers like portals and hosting data centers or even large enterprise back office data centers or even the service provider environment itself aggregating edge and core packets out in the LAN, the whole challenge is can you scale and manage bursty traffic? And why is that more important than ever? Because of all the multimedia and video and some of the virtualization and cloud computing trends we see out there.
Okay, so following on with that, you had mentioned some of the deployments. Are there any key common deployments that you're seeing near term where Exascale is just a really good fit?
Well, absolutely. Anybody who's really looking for a very high-density system that has high resiliency characteristics is obviously a shortlisted opportunity for us. We're trying to show people that you can do more with less, you can simplify the network topology. And at the fundamental need there, it's non-blocking line rate technology that helps you do that. It's aggregate bandwidth through less devices means you have less lookups. That means you have less latency artifacted from the network itself. And one of the challenges, if you are running mission-critical or real-time applications, is keeping the user's the appearance of clicking and seeing information. You want that to be truly instantaneous.
Right. Okay, good. Okay. Steve, I know Force 10 has a lot of history in building non-blocking systems. What is so special about Exascale?
That's a great question, Kevin. This is actually the third generation of line cards for this chassis. When we launched the company in 1999 and started shipping product, it was the first 10 gigabit Ethernet line rate system. And what we tried to show people is that if you build a system that has this characteristic of non-blocking technology built into it, you don't need to throw boxes at the problem to scale. You can actually put more packets through a smaller footprint. That leads to a power, cooling, and space savings, which is obviously important on an operational side. But from a performance side or an application side, using non-blocking technology means you can basically have a simpler network topology. And we've kind of built a brand around that. For computing is where we started in research, education, and high-performance clusters. The reason it's become more popular and the reason it's helped us gain some momentum is that things like cloud computing or always-on applications actually demand non-blocking technology, and we've seen basically all of our competitors follow our footsteps in this direction.
All right, and the architecture, as you know, has been around for some years already, and previous
right.
tests that we've done with Force 10 have been the largest scale tests of those times, and this current test is the largest scale test to date that we've done. So clearly, the architecture is able to handle things as we move forward, which probably brings us into the next question. Given what we've seen so far with the large scale gigabit and 10 gigabit in terms of speeds and feeds, where do we go from here?
Well, obviously, there's a lot of people out there who probably know that the 1400 gigabit Ethernet standard published this year. And just to comment on what you just said, Kevin, obviously our Ixia testing partner and you, we've had a history of doing these types of things. And so you can count on, the listeners can count on us wanting to test 1400 gigabit Ethernet technology on all of our platforms as it comes out. So that's the obvious next step. 10 goes to 40 and 100. I think people know why there are two speeds. Mm-hmm. Server attached is following the gigabit, 40 gigabit trending, and the 100 gig is more of a core technology. But we're going to see customers pick both, based on the optics choices, the distance choices, and obviously the price point choice.
Okay, great. And then beyond speeds and feeds, what are you seeing?
I kind of dabbled with that earlier in the conversation, but I think it's worth bringing it back. And that is that when people are looking at cloud, what they really mean is always on or applications really changing workload environments based on user demands. And we've seen the network go from a strict speeds and feeds mm-hmm. mentality, which is our history, into something now where intelligence is needed so that when you move a hypervisor, the network knows and changes configurations and follows that. Or if a person wants to spin up more Oracle as an application,
right.
the network knows what to reconfigure, whether it be configs itself at a rack level or actually just changing VLAN assignments. So this, I think, will create new testing challenges. I
right.
think it will create a lot of new questions for customers, but at the fundamental side of things, if the network isn't fast and reliable and congestion-free, you're not going to have the right foundation. So again, that's where we have a heritage with going through the testing with you guys as well as Ixia to show people that
right.
what our data sheets say really stand out to be true in a loaded environment.
Exactly. The building blocks are there. The speeds and feeds have to be there upon which
yep.
you can build the virtualization, configuration, provisioning, and so forth. Any closing comments?
Well, just again, thanks to working with you guys for so many years, and we also want to thank our testing partner, Ixia, for helping us with the test.
All right, and Steve, thanks for the insights into Force 10 Network technology, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks again. Appreciate it.
As we close, I'd like to remind our listeners that the full details of the test discussed today are found in TOLI documents 210135 and 210136, which can be downloaded from both www.toli.com and force10networks.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and goodbye for now.